This is CliffCentral.com.
Adrian Groenewald, and with me Louis Groenewald, and we are now talking leadership and education. Gosh, this world is crazy that we live in, and who knows where it's going if you listen to our previous show. And we must prepare our kids for this. Are we, in fact, are we getting it right? You know, we just keep going, don't we? So in the studio for Bridge Projects, we've got Pat Sullivan. Hi, Pat.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you're standing in for Simon Gile, who's going to become a regular.
Yes.
So thank you for joining us, and maybe you'll tell us what's happening on the education scene, if there's anything. And last week we had Mr. Michael Godzwana, principal of Daliwonga Secondary School, also in Soweto, I believe it was. But today, two special individuals. We've got the principal of Esitebeni Primary School in Zola, Soweto, which is Tembi Mokonza. Hi, Tembi.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us. Thank you for coming all the way through. Just a little bit closer to the microphone. And then her deputy principal, her sidekick. We've got Nomsa Dladla, deputy principal of the same school. Welcome, Nomsa.
Thank you so much.
I want to know why you brought your deputy, and we're going to talk about ICT a little bit. But first, Pat, anything on the education scene that we need to know of, tell principals about?
Well, this is a particularly difficult time of the year for principals and for schools in general, because we're winding down to the end of the year. And everybody is deeply involved in exams and assessment and getting the marks out and getting the department lists prepared, etc. And it's a time when people want to have a little bit of a breather. I mean, learners themselves are very keen to get their marks, but they're also keen to have a rest. Teachers themselves are keen to finish by the 24th of June, and then they they have a little bit of a rest. Mm. So it's leading up to the rest time. But I wanted to talk about just 1 minute about something very interesting that's coming up. There's the Access Summit for 2016, which is actually a gathering in the holidays at Wits University at the School of Governance and the School of Education. And it's a week-long convergence of students, educators, and leaders from around the world, in fact. Then they're invested in educational change. And there's quite a lot of interesting things there, because there's a school leadership workshop, which is happening. There's an Access Education Forum. And there's the meeting of the Extraordinary Schools Coalition, which is one of Bridges' activities. And there's a whole lot of issues around aspiring teachers and what does that mean and being held on the between the 10th and the 15th of July. And if anybody's interested, they should go to globalteachers.org and they'll be able to register or come along.
Globalteachers.org for that event.
Should be exciting.
All right, so Tembi Mkonza, and then we've got Nomsa Dlala, the deputy principal. But Tembi, as the principal, how long have you been the principal of Esitebeni Primary School?
Oh, it's a long time. This is my 15th year.
15th year. Yes. And the size of the school, how many kids?
The children at the present moment, 917. We're starting from...
How much?
917.
So 917 now. And when you started...
We're starting from grade R to grade 4. We only have the foundation phase.
Oh, wow. And it's that big, almost 1,000 kids. When you started there 15 years ago, what did the school look like?
The roll was 204.
All right. Was it also just those grades, or was it different?
Yeah, it was grade 1 to
always
grade 4.
Been
grade
foundation.
R was not there yet. There's always been a foundation phase.
All right. And the composition of the school, the kids, the demographics, or the economic situation, just the challenges that you deal with on a day-to-day basis as a principal?
Yeah. Zola is one of the oldest locations. Okay. And most of the kids stay with their grandparents.
Where does Zola come from?
Hello?
Zola
is in Soweto.
Yeah. Mm. Is it named after someone? I'm thinking Zola Square. Yeah, I'm sure it's not, but okay.
It's the same place. It's where Zola comes from. Zola 7 comes from.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you. So your school, yeah?
Yeah, so it was built in 1962. It's a very old school. With an old structure.
More than 50 years
old. Yeah, yeah. So most of the parents are young. They are young parents who stays with their parents. We've got their parents, but they also stay with their parents. And we are an office school, as you know, because it's most of the parents are unemployed. They're not working.
Mm.
So but it's all black children.
So fees are a challenge. Finances can be a challenge. Resources.
Yes, yeah. Mm. We depend on service fundraising. Even when we fundraise during those Fridays, we find that it's few kids that can pay. Mm. It's not all of them that can be involved in those fundraising that we're doing at school.
Yet you have introduced ICT in your teaching, learning and administration. So that's interesting. How has that been? Let's talk about that. When did you introduce that?
Yes, we had to give them, because when they're at home, they don't have those computers at home. And it started when the department decided to introduce Gauteng Online in schools.
Mm.
And we were so excited when it was introduced. But later on, disappointed, because we had expected the department to bring a teacher to teach computer. But we stayed there for about 3 years, not being able to use those Gauteng Online computers that were provided by the department.
Frustrating, eh?
Frustrated.
Yeah.
But one day I just called the educators to say, guys, we've been giving this important resource in the school. We need to do something.
Mm.
It's like the department has given us food,
but we're
still waiting for them to spoon feed us.
Mm.
So at the moment, we need to find the spoons and feed ourselves. So that's when it all started.
Mm.
We began and we analyzed the situation, how many educators were skilled in computer.
Okay.
Only to find that I think there were about 2 educators that were skilled.
Oh goodness, yes.
So we depended on department, because department only trained 2 educators, and we started our own training. We said those 2 educators that have computer skills are going to train the whole staff so that they understand What is computer? How our learners can benefit from these computers that have been introduced by the Gauteng Online.
Well, what was their level of understanding of a computer at that stage?
These 2 educators.
Yeah.
The two educators.
Was it very basic, or was it quite in depth?
It was basic. And we had to start from that basic understanding so that we can understand everything, because it was just typing, knowing how to type.
Functions on the keyboard, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Sure. So we had to move on from research, using internet, a presentation of lessons, and so on.
All right.
Yeah.
When did you do the training, principal?
The training we did after school. Sometimes we'll ask some parents that had the knowledge to come and train us, and then sometimes we'll just stay on our own. Each one teach the other.
So it took extra effort just to learn the basics.
Yes, it did.
What was the next phase then in your school walking this ICT journey? So that was the first sort of wave.
That was the first step, because there was no way that we could go to learners with the limited knowledge.
Yeah.
So we had to make sure that we are ready.
Okay.
To take them through. But as we continue with that journey, we found that we had to find somebody to man the classrooms. Mm. The person who was going to be responsible for the classrooms, for that classroom. So I asked the SGPs to say, is it possible that they can employ a person that is going to be there full time in the classroom?
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Then we found a person.
All right.
Then we have a teacher now in the classroom, although he's not a qualified teacher, but as far as computer literacy is concerned,
next level
he's
up.
Very qualified,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. So that was the next step?
Yes.
Mm. And that's a few years ago, is it?
No, we started it around about 2008.
All right, yeah, so it's a while back.
Yeah, it's a while back.
Talking 8 years or so.
Yes.
All right, and then the next step, I mean, how far have you taken the ICT journey?
We began to say, okay, we've got 1 classroom, but we've got more learners. Mm. What do we do now?
Mm.
So because educators were already equipped with the skills, because according to the department, what needs to happen is that it's the same lesson in the classroom that should continue in the computer lab.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a timetable to say, if we've got a timetable, grade one, we're going to have a day for grade one, an hour each for grade one.
Yeah.
So we came up with a timetable, and then after a timetable, and then if it's mathematics period, learners will take that learning to the computer lab. Okay. If it's English, they will go with a lesson to the computer lab.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And have you gone to tablets?
Yes, tablets.
When did that get phased into the equation?
I think it's 3 years back when we... It's 2 years, no?
2013.
It was 2013 when we were given tablets.
Now I know why your deputy is sitting here. Okay, so...
Yeah, it was 2013 when we were given tablets, and we were so excited because grade four had already been introduced from grade one to use computers. So we decided to put in e-books so that they can use them whenever they learn.
Okay.
So they began to use them in mathematics. When they were doing mathematics, we had programs in those tablets for them to learn.
Did you first have to assist the teachers to, I don't know, become comfortable with tablets? Because that seems like a leap. It seems like a whole new jump.
Yes, it was another training again where we sat down with those tablets to understand them, to say, what is there? What is there in these tablets? How do they differ from the computers that we know now? And then we began to say, okay, if we can buy e-books and put them in those tablets. Unfortunately, they were taken last year.
The tablets were taken last year?
Yeah, they were taken.
Why?
To be used by the high school. They were taken by...
So you just got into it, and then it gets taken away, given to a high school?
Yes.
Gosh, and how did that impact you?
Because when they took them, it was like... They were going to give them back to us at some point.
Yeah.
So when I told my learners to say, guys, they will be coming, they kept on asking to say, principal, when are we getting them? Principal, when are we getting them? Yeah.
And it hasn't come back yet.
It hasn't.
So, I mean, because you gear your entire teaching, everything around the tablet. The subjects are on there, right?
Yes, the subjects
and
were
and
there.
And the homework happens through it, and there's a portal, a connection between the students and the teacher, and the homework is given through that whole connection.
Yes.
So all of that happens. I mean, my son was in a iPad class last year, or the year before, but he was told you'll be taken off the next year. So you kind of wonder, why do you do that, you know? Why would you get them used to it and then take it away? How have you recovered from that? What are you doing about it? I mean, it's a bit of a bump in the road, isn't it?
We haven't recovered, but we had to make sure that the program that were there, for instance, for mathematics, we take them back to the computer classrooms where they can do them. But it's totally different when they have to go to the classroom rather than having tablets, because the tablets, they didn't have to move to the computer lab classroom. They had to stay in their classrooms. So it was the computer lesson in the computer lab plus the tablets in their classrooms. Whenever the teacher feels to say, hey, you know, today we are going to do a spelling test in tablets, because they like it. They are even faster to do their work when they are doing this.
Oh, attitude
this,
towards education.
The attitude changes.
Oh, and darn it.
It will be faster. They're not going to start by writing their names and so on.
Did it improve the performance of kids when you went into that period? It did, eh?
Yes, it did.
So just before you tell us about that, Pat, any comments there? I mean, they go through this incredible period of training and retraining and almost psychological, emotional preparation, and then it gets taken away for, I'm sure, good reason, but that's a blow. And then you have to adapt. You know, it's quite challenging as a teacher, as if you don't have enough challenges and problems.
I think that is a big blow, and what we have seen also in other schools is that the security of tablets is a big issue as well.
Yeah.
So kids get used to tablets, and sometimes they're actually stolen or they're replaced. Yeah. I mean, the department, Gauteng Department of Education, is very aware of it, and it tries desperately to keep up with these challenges. Mm. And I'm sure that there was a very good reason why they had to take it to the high school, but it does leave you a bit bereft. I'm very much so on that one.
Yes, it's true. But I think if because we are a foundation phase, if these learners can get used to these gadgets at an earlier age,
they won't have
problems at a later stage. Mm. Because at the moment, they are using them for all sorts of negative things. But I believe if they can start using them at an earlier age, at the foundation phase, by the time they go to high school, they will be used to them. There'll be no need for them to keep on using them for negative things, because they will be used to them.
Can I ask a question to follow up on that? How easy was it for the kids to use it for a project? Because I know you said they went and did some project work with it. Did you find that they took to it easily? These are little kids. How easily did they take it?
Very easy. Because they, as I said, they like using these gadgets. Mm. So they will go to a computer, they will print pictures, and they will be able to do the project. Sometimes, even when they're at grade four, because we also taught them to say, when they were taught emailing, né? And they were taught attaching documents, they will do the document at the computer. And then after, we will ask the grade fours to say, after I've attached that document that you the project that you were doing, please email it to the teacher.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
See, that does help the whole system. Nomsa, from your side, you nodded your head when I said, what was the improvement in performance by these children? There was a clear improvement, was there?
Yes, there was. Actually, it was tremendous improvement, because even the underachievers, they become so interested when it comes to computer classes or computer lessons. Everyone gets involved and they all participate. So with those computers, it became, the improvement was tremendous actually. Because even when a teacher is about to introduce a lesson, you could actually ask them to go and browse and get information related to that topic. Then when it's teaching time, at least they know. Now they know
they're on the same page.
Yes.
So has performance dropped now that the tablets are not there anymore?
No, we're still using the computers at the lab.
You adapted by putting them in the computer lab.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. All right. Well, good luck with that. And where to from here? Are you going to lobby for those tablets, or do you just sit back and say, well, we got to adapt and move forward? What do you do? Do you actually go on a drive and try and get tablets back through your governing body, or I don't know?
No, I think this year we intend trying and buy, at least if we can buy at least 40 for one class. And while we're doing that and be in the process of asking for sponsors, if we can get sponsors that can sponsor the learners to have those tablets.
Hmm. All right, Louis, any comments? Tough to be a principal as if you don't have enough challenges, and then you get this. You get advanced technologically, and then suddenly bang, you know, like five steps forward, three back.
Temba, Nomsa, what we love, we get in contact with so many leaders over the years, is the fighting spirit you show, the positive attitude. You don't use the excuse, the fact that you're not in an environment that's conducive to all the tremendous support. Now, this is a true transformation spirit. We respect that. Thank you for that.
Any tips you have for principals out there in leading successfully? Just give us 30 seconds on that. What have you learned in 15 years of what it takes to be a great principal?
I think what I've learned is that we sometimes do get these resources, and we don't use them wisely, because we're still waiting for somebody, somewhere, to come and tell us how to use those resources.
Mm.
So if any resource that the departments provide us with, if we don't sit down as a staff and begin to think how we can make sure that learners use it, because we are there because of the learners. any improvement on those learners depends on us.
Mm.
For instance, if one learner decides to drop out of school, at least he or she will be able to be employed at Checkers or wherever where she can be employed, having some basic computer skills. So I think whatever resources that the department gives us, we need to try by all means, because department depends more on us as leaders of the school.
Sometimes take the initiative. You know, yes, take your destiny in your own hands. Don't sit and wait for department. Mm. Now that's the leadership attitude, and you learned that lesson. I think you were too patient for a few years, probably waiting for something to happen. Next time you would do it faster, yes? You would go faster?
Yes, next time we'll do faster.
Okay. Mm. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Pat, thank you for joining us from Bridge
Pleasure.
Projects. And then Thembi Mkhonza, principal of Isithebeni Primary School in Zola, Soweto, and her deputy, Nomsa Dladla. Thank you so much for joining us today, coming all the way out here. Hopefully it inspires a principal out there with the same challenge, thinking, I mustn't sit on my backside, I must do something. And sort of try and access the resources and the expertise around me. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
That's the Leadership Transformation Platform from 12 to 3 every single Monday. Look forward to being with you next week. Go out there and just be the leader that you are meant to be. All the best.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company. This is CliffCentral.com.